Good morning, 9:14 here on KGGF, and it is time for our chat with Keith Beaumont from Sun Group. Good morning, sir. How are you doing?
Doing great, James. How are you this morning?
Hey, not too bad. We had a few rumbles of thunder here in Coffeyville. Did you get anything up in Fredonia at all?
Yeah, there was. You know what? Yesterday there was some up here, too. So there's been enough to, you know, kind of get the grass, keep it hanging on at least. We just need lots and lots more to get some of the ponds filled back up and, of course, the river and all that good stuff. So,
yeah, well, I guess, you know, Oklahoma mostly got the bulk of it here, actually quite a bit south of Copan. So, hey, that's okay. We'll let them have it this time. They really need it there in Bartlesville. So we'll let them get by with the pass today, I guess. So, hey, what do we have coming up in auctions?
So we've got a couple of land auctions that we've got coming up here soon. We got one Friday, July the 21st. This one's going to be in Benton, and there's 67-acre farm there. And then we also have an online auction coming up. That's a piece of property. It's 20 acres and it's up in Potwin, Kansas. Check those out on our website as those, are underway. So, and also we've got, some other things coming up, some other personal property auctions, some land auctions. We've got a land deal we're putting together right now, and I don't got a lot of information on it yet, but we're going to have about 9 tracts of land, and we're going to be around 850 acres that we're going to be selling. So we'll be talking a little bit more about that as it gets a little bit closer. Also, personal property-wise, the next auction that we've got scheduled is going to be in September, and we don't got everything, again, put together on that. I'm just kind of letting everyone know to be thinking about it. It's going to be one of those hunting and fishing kind of auctions, with a lot of good hunting equipment, and I'm talking boots, coveralls, to deer cameras, knives, bows, maybe even a few guns yet. Don't know for sure yet on that, but we're going to have some good stuff coming up there. It's going to be a real fun sell, so we'll keep everyone posted as that gets closer, and then some of these other deals that that we're still working on getting together. So,
excellent. Well, appreciate you sharing all that information for us, Keith. And I know you're always happy to help people out. And as far as, you know, if they are looking to sell some real estate and all that sort of thing, can you maybe walk us through a little bit of, you know, the process that you do as far, you know, from a real estate perspective? You know, do people need to have an appraisal? I mean, what are kind of some of the steps that they go into this and some of the processes?
Well, so it depends on what the person's motivation is and what's going on. To really know if someone needs, there's a couple things. An appraisal is needed in some cases. In some cases, they're not. Maybe someone just needs a what we call a CMA, which is just a comparative market analysis is what it is. And so how that's done is it's just kind of an estimate based upon other sales that's within your area and similar pieces of property, of course, to yours. But again, you got to remember that the market analysis is a lot different from what an actual appraisal is. The main difference between the two is that, you know, the people that's involved with them. A CMA, you know, is conducted, can be conducted by a real estate agent or a broker to give kind of a broker's opinion on what a property's worth. An appraisal is carried out by an actual licensed appraiser. You know, and we have several of those that work in our office as well. So the CMA, again, like I said, a real estate agent can do that. Maybe that's what you need or maybe it's not. It just depends, but it's kind of how it is like when you're going to look at a property, you know, you want to kind of put together a little CMA so you know what that property is kind of worth and what some of the other properties around it have sold for, and it gives you a real good idea as to what to maybe expect out of that property that you're looking at. So now some of the reasons why maybe like when you need an appraisal done, when you jump back over to that, maybe it's a mortgage lending process that's going on because, you know, whenever a bank is involved, you know, they'll want to get an appraisal done on a piece of property, you know, tax, maybe over taxes to get some assessments on that. Could be negotiation. That's another thing. Buyer and seller could be negotiating. They'll get an appraisal to kind of figure out what that value is at. Could be government stuff, some of that eminent domain stuff where, you know, private property can be taken, to use for public use, and then we need to get an appraisal done on it to find out what the real value is. Could be businesses. Maybe they're merging with someone, or maybe they're kind of dissolving, and they need to figure out what things are worth, they're going to sell. If someone's going through a divorce, unfortunately, that's another time that one of those are needed to figure out what the value of that property's worth. And then also estate planning. I know the guys that they're in the office do a lot of stuff with that. Someone's trying to get their estate planning stuff all right and their tax, real estate taxes and all that. Lease negotiations. There's a lot of different reasons for needing an appraisal done versus having just like a CMA done. Again, it just kind of depends on why the person needs it. If you're just needing to know what your land's worth or what your house is worth because you're considering putting it on the market, you may not need to go through all the steps of getting an appraisal done on your property. Maybe you just need to get, again, that CMA and figure out what it's worth like that. And so the difference, too, is an appraisal will cost you money versus a CMA won't cost you money. Appraisal is totally appropriate in certain cases and you need one, but in some you may not. So maybe a way that to save you a little bit of money if you're just kind of, like I said, getting ready to take something to market and you just kind of need to know what it is. So if that's the case, you know, just give me a call and I'll help you determine which one you need and get you hooked up with the right person for sure. So and where we're looking at, looking at someone's land and trying to take into consideration, you know, when we're doing these CMAs, obviously is the location of where it's at. That's always the important thing in real estate, right? I mean, it's location, 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 like they always say, which is true. What kind of property is it? You know, is it recreational? Is it grazing? Is it farmland? Or, you know, what is it? What's its use? What kind of a condition is it in? Is there income to the property? There could be, you know, cattle leases, oil, gas productions, hunting leases. There could be some row crop. I mean, you know, there's just all kinds of things of what the income side of things are. Is the mineral rights, you know, all intact? Water. The condition of the fences, soils, and I mean just all of that stuff, you know, is everything that we take in consideration, kind of like in an appraisal. An appraiser just gets, you know, pretty deep and use a lot more different comps and tools to get down into it. So, there's very much a need for both of those. And it's just depending on your situation and what you may need, so.
And I'm sure it's really going to depend on the property. You know, you mentioned some of those complexities and that sort of thing. You know, if you are doing an appraisal, do you have to go back and kind of do a little bit of, you know, research around the area? I'm just kind of wondering, you know, how long does it take your average appraisal that you can kind of put together some sort of numbers for people to give them an idea?
Generally, So when I do a CMA, I can get those put together relatively pretty fast. It doesn't take me too long to get those put together. And, you know, it's nice to have a day before I go out or something or even a couple days I can kind of work on it or whatever. But usually I can get those values pretty quick, you know, with some of the programs that we have, you know, so it's not all that difficult to jump on the computer. You know, I can plug some information in there. There's a lot of information I can get from there. Also, we've got other sources that we use to get information. Probably the best is just our knowledge of what the ground is selling for and what we're seeing. And, you know, I've mentioned this before on here many times, but doing the auctions, you know, we do a lot of auctions and land auctions and stuff like that, and that actually helps a lot with getting to know what the actual value of things are. I mean, an auction is a really good way of telling what the value of a property or real estate and personal property. So that's what people are willing to pay for it. So that's also another you know, key factor into really understanding what the value of land is and what property to go for. Because, you know, you can have some people that know a lot about it and can think one thing about what the property sells for, but then what it actually sells for at auction is another thing. So, again, it's just a helpful thing. You never know what things are going to bring until it comes down to selling. But doing the auctions and figuring out where prices go to with, you know, all the bidders that are involved gives us a really good idea to what to narrow down into. You know, you certainly don't want to overprice a piece of property, but you also don't want to underprice a piece of property either. So both are can be bad for it. So anyway, there's a lot of things to take into consideration. Also, you know, too, having our appraisers in the office, you know, we can always bounce ideas off of them, and that's real helpful if we're just doing a CMA. So we just got a lot of resources that we can use. That makes it super helpful. So, you know, again, I mean, you may need a CMA, and it, you know, which wouldn't cost you nothing, you know, to have me to come out and do that. Or maybe you're in a situation of one of these other things I was mentioning, and you know, you need an actual licensed appraiser to come out and give you a full appraisal of your property or assets that you need.
Hey, that's a good, that's a great reminder. And Keith, if people are interested in taking advantage of your services and your knowledge and expertise, what's the best way to get a hold of you over at Sun Group?
So the best way is my cell phone, 316-680-5131. Again, we're just located here in Fredonia. We've also got an office in El Dorado, but in Fredonia is where I'm at, and we're just right downtown here on the square, real easy to find, north and west of the courthouse. So swing by if you'd like. We always got an auction going on, so stop by and grab a sale bill. Send you guys one. If you just have questions about your property or your house that you're thinking about selling, you know, give us a call. If you need an appraisal done, or if you just need to know the value like we talked about today, just give me a holler. Again, my cell phone number is 316-680-5131.
All righty, Keith. Well, I know you're a great resource, and you're just a phone call away on just so much. Even if people just have a real basic question, I know you're really happy to answer that. And we appreciate you taking the time to shed a little bit of light on this topic, and look forward to chatting again here real soon.
All right, James. Talk to you next week. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. That is Keith Beaumont of Sun Group here on the Mighty 690. We appreciate talking to him each and every Friday at 9:10. So we're just a couple of minutes away from Open Line continuing here on the Mighty 690. So keep it here. We'll be back with Open Line in just a moment. 74 degrees right now in Coffeyville.